Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Life began returning to normal in Watertown yesterday, the day after a dramatic and traumatic Friday. WBUR's Fred Bever reports on residents trying to make sense of the lockdown, the gunfire, the explosions, and the capture of a suspected terrorist.
In groups, pairs, and alone, people wandered around Laurel Street in Watertown, inspecting the aftermath of the violence that invaded their community over a long 24 hours. Constantly, almost helplessly, they swapped stories. Michael Hotz and Raphael Baroukian, whose own street saw their share of action, took a look at a bloodstain that still marked the street. It's the place where Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the older of the brothers blamed for the marathon bombings, met his fate.
He had nowhere to go.
That's right. Yeah. And then he was shot. He jumped out from the car, maybe, and the body was here.
And he, from what I understand, he dragged the body about 50 feet, what they're saying on television.
Well, the television people, they saw, but some people who live here, they saw much better.
None better than Michael John Doucette, whose house was directly in front of the wild scene that took place early Friday morning. Jumping from window to window that morning, he saw transit policeman Richard Donahue go down, gravely injured. He saw a shootout between police and the older brother, and then a separate shootout with younger brother Johar Tsarnaev. That included the moment, Doucette says, when Johar threw a pressure cooker bomb, like the ones that killed three at the marathon.
He ran out of bullets and then pulled a bomb out and threw it at the cop. It exploded in the air, and then that's how he got over the back fence and made it back to the SUV. And it really looked like the brother sacrificed himself so the younger one could get away, because he was walking right towards the cop shooting and throwing grenades or pipe bombs. And then he ended up making it past them all up the street.
Doucette was tired, but clearly still had a lot of adrenaline to drain away. And he was a magnet for visitors as he told the stories again and again, pointing out bullet holes, explosion craters, and the long bloodstain where the older Tsarnaev was dragged after his younger brother ran him over during his getaway. His details were handed from neighbor to neighbor down the street. Laura Horn and Alana Feldman heard them. They live in the area. They've known each other since they were five. This leafy street is a regular stop on their regular walks, which they were determined to resume yesterday. Laura Horn says mingling with neighbors was helping her to bring the scary, chaotic events into a manageable shape.
When there is a traumatic experience, part of trauma is that everything feels so fragmented and doesn't make sense. And so part of the healing is really being able to talk about it, to connect and to piece things together and turn it into a narrative that makes sense, just like most of our memories.
Yeah. Right. And part of what was strange, it was wonderful on Facebook and text. I was just getting people all over the country, but people were joking and stuff. And I wasn't joking. And so to be able to talk to people who were in this actually here is really helpful, because it's a different type of shared experience, even though it was just so nice to have floods of family and friends calling and texting and trying to make sure we were okay. It's different, you know.
While many focused on the remains of the battle, mounds of windshield glass from bullet-riddled cars, pavement dust where bombs had detonated, David Costa and Aaron Sanders were intently sweeping it away.
Watch how we take care of our own. A lot of these people have been living here a long time together, so we do what we have to do to survive. We let the police do what they have to do. Stay out of their way. Is that all?
Thank you.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.